Today I would like to talk about something that has been more or less on my mind for quite a few weeks. And it's the demonization of certain elements of our society. As Roman Catholic Christians, we recognize the value of every single human life. That's why we consider it sacred from the moment of conception until natural death. And that's an absolute. There's no questioning that. There's no one who can push that aside and say that they don't accept it in the Catholic Church. Either you are Catholic and you are pro-life, or you are not Catholic and you are pro-death or pro-choice. There is no in-between. There is no area that's gray with regard to these things. Now, when I'm looking at society and I'm seeing how so many elements have been demonized, especially in the last few months, and especially with the economic situation that we happen to be going through now, I see a very grave danger on the horizon, a danger of a society that is so willing and quick to condemn segments of society, including the rich, for example. I heard the other day in a news story that they were looking down upon someone who took his family on a jet plane ride to have a vacation, and how horrible that was, and how disgusting, and during this terrible time of crisis, how can anyone think of doing that? Well, to tell you the truth, I think it's awful hypocritical for us to look at the splinter in someone else's eye and then ignore the boulder, the beam in our own. We have to understand that Christ teaches us a gospel of loving and forgiving. We have to look at those who perhaps don't act very prudently, and we should pray for them. Let them know their mistakes. Give them an opportunity to change their way of life. But to out and out condemn, to rile people up to the point where they're angry or filled with hatred, it cannot be good. It will never be good. It will never be good for society, and it most certainly is not good for the soul of the Christian. Anger is never something that will heal wounds. It only creates ignorance and blindness and makes us like sheep being led to a slaughter. Rather, what we must do is look around us. Recognize the good and the bad, but never fail to recognize our own weaknesses, our own faults, what I personally can do better. Because that's the job of the Christian. Not to be pointing an accusing finger at everyone else. Because every time you do point at someone else, you got these three fingers pointing back in your own face. We need to recognize our own faults first. Correct them. And I'll tell you, if we begin to correct our own faults and weaknesses, we will have a full-time job. We won't have a lot of time to point out the faults and the flaws of others. Almost certainly, there are injustices in the world, and I would never, nor would the church ever say that we should hide our heads in the sand with regard to the evils that go around us. But I will say this. If we are going to say something, let us have the ability to at least work to change it. Stating a problem is not approaching it with a solution. What we must do is see within ourselves the seeds of goodness and to find those same seeds of goodness in other people. As Roman Catholic Christians, we have an obligation to help the poor, to visit the sick, to feed the hungry, to instruct the ignorant. How many of us are actually doing that? You know, we say that the government should feed us and take care of us and educate us, but what about our obligation as Christians to do that? That's where we have to begin to change the world. We can never get caught up in the hysteria of pointing at others, because we'll fall into the very, very serious sin of judging. And then by doing that, we fail to see ourselves as we really are. Because that's the beauty of Christ, the light of the world. He illumines the world so that we can really see good and bad, right and wrong, beauty compared to the ugliness of sin. And we must first look within our very selves. And that, my brothers and sisters, is most certainly something that can occupy much more time than we imagine. Let us seek to be better Christians. Christians, better Catholics. I spoke to children this morning early, and I mentioned to them how important it was to be willing to die for one's faith. Are we really willing to die for what Christ taught us? There are many people in the world who do. Many people who are standing before firing squads because they are Christian, because they are Catholic, and being cut down early in life. Children, teenagers, young adults, the elderly. And why? Solely because they love Christ. You know, I'll tell you, I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. There is nothing that puts life in more proper perspective than contemplating death, our own death. It's not enough to say, I want to live. We have to continue that. I want to live forever. I want to become one with Christ so much so that death becomes a doorway, a gateway to eternal life. I have to start living for heaven. Most certainly, we will never have a utopia on this earth. Christ Jesus himself said, the poor you will always have with you. And that means we always have an opportunity to help someone within our own personal lives. Stop waiting for the government to do things. Stop waiting for politicians to do things. Let us start doing them ourselves. Let us stand up and make this country, once again, a country of peace, a country of generosity, a country of love, of life. And then, once we have truly mastered the self, the ego, the lust, the anger, the hate, the prejudice, the pride, the selfishness, then, once we have truly conquered the self, then maybe we should look at other people. Then maybe we have the right to say, you know, this is what should be done. A perfect example was Mother Teresa of Calcutta. She lived every word she ever spoke. And that's why her words had power. Because she lived her faith to the fullest. And when she spoke, you knew that there was a life behind it. Not just empty words that sounded pretty. Not just things that we can say that make us feel good or work us up to a frenzy. We got enough of that garbage in the world. What we need is people who say what they mean and mean what they say, who live the gospel and thereby proclaim it louder than anyone else with the loudest of voices. That is the call of the Christian. That is the call of anyone who wants to be a true, good citizen of any country. Fall in love with Christ. Live the message of Christ. Every Christian makes the perfect citizen. Every true Christian family should be the foundation upon which every single society is built. We need to reorganize the way we're even looking at life and looking at society. So instead of pushing the burden on others and thinking that there is any one person, any elected official that can really solve our problems, we've got to take the problems into our own hands. We have to rise up and preach the gospel with our lives. We have to be the force that moves the world. We have to be the love that we have received. In other words, we have to become Christ. There's enough. There's enough people in the world that will tell you what's wrong with it. But there are very few that will tell you the rightness of life itself and the goodness of being alive and loving Christ.